The University of Redlands Diversity and Inclusion Officer Christopher Jones says they have started their institution-wide collaborative effort to develop a diversity, equity, and inclusion plan. The goal is to have a plan before the start of the next school year that addresses three areas.
One is improving our campus climate. The second one involves increasing recruitment and retention among underrepresented faculty, staff, and students. And the third one is an enhanced leveraging of the resources that we have toward the efforts of diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Jones came to Redlands from Case Western Reserve University in Ohio, where he had a similar role. He began his work at Redlands in February, just 3 months before the death of George Floyd sparked weeks of protest against systemic racism. The university has not said if the protests or alumni boycott have influenced plans.
Where these kind of plans have difficulty oftentimes is when they're very vague and very broad and people don't really have an idea of whether it's whether it's useful, whether it's helpful, whether it's successful.
Which is why, despite the planning goals being broad now, he says the final plan has to be made up of specific actions. They must be measurable to track success and institutionalized so that they are not dependent on one individual who may not always be around. Subcommittees of students, faculty, and staff will work to develop the action items for each goal.
There's a commitment at the highest levels of the university to make the types of changes that we need to make. So what I hope to bring to the conversation is that leadership that allows us to be able to, these are the things we need, these are the resources that we need, and let's get these things done.
A big factor on the timing of the plan's release are the results of a campus-wide survey designed by the UCLA Higher Education Research Institute. Data will not be ready until late spring to early summer 2021. Jones says he hopes the survey will be repeated, but no decision has been made yet about its frequency. He says the last survey was conducted no more than 5 years ago. 3 years ago is when Emma Wade graduated. She was one of a group of alum who helped lead a university boycott this summer. The group also gave the university a list of 17 steps to address systemic racism. She said by email that, quote, "We've been here before. The university said they were making a strategic plan in 2016, yet here we are. There needs to be specific benchmarks the university must reach and specific next steps in the event the university fails to accomplish those goals. The issue has never been that the university does not have ideals or hopes for future diversity and inclusion. The issue is that those goals are never actualized and fulfillment of the goals is aspirational rather than mandatory. At the end of each strategic plan, the diversity and inclusion goals are unmet, and the university says oops before again adding the same goals to the next plan without any personnel or structural change and repeating it all over again," end quote. Wade was part of a wave of student activism on the campus in 2015 and 2016, after a series of events led to student outrage over the treatment of Black and brown students. But Jones says the institutional change will require more patience.
This is an institution that, what it may have been in the past, it has taken steps to become a better institution today. Part of the reason why I'm here is because of efforts that were done last year to take a look at the status of things on this particular campus.
Initiatives that were implemented this summer include the awarding of $50,000 in funding for projects that promote diversity and inclusion, a change to the university's discrimination policy to allow the office that investigates sexual harassment claims to investigate discrimination complaints, and a summer faculty retreat that focused on an anti-racist approach to teaching and learning. Megan Jamerson, Empire KVCR News.